This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the legislation discussed on the floor of the Missouri Senate.
House Bill number 2634.
Nearly 12 hours was spent Tuesday on House Bill 2634. Discussion began just after 1 on Tuesday afternoon. Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman of Arnold handles the measure in the upper chamber. She says this legislation seeks to modify provisions relating to public funding of abortion facilities and affiliates and provisions relating to Missouri Health Net providers.
People who are engaged in, are associated with, who are providing abortions in the state of Missouri shall be ineligible to be part of the Medicaid program.
During discussion on the floor of the Missouri Senate, Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County offered an amendment aimed at clarifying existing state law.
It would now say, but shall not apply to human embryos created through in vitro fertilization prior to successful implantation in the uterus.
Her amendment was unsuccessful. Early Wednesday morning, Missouri senators sent House Bill 2634 back to the Missouri House of Representatives for further consideration.
Senate Bill 767.
Part of Wednesday afternoon was spent on Senate Bills 767 and 1342. Senator Holly Thompson Rader of Scott City tells her colleagues her proposal seeks to modify provisions relating to marriage.
This bill changes that age to where you have to be an adult. So you have to be able to sign for yourself to get married. So it bans child marriage.
Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City co-sponsors this bill. She says she introduced her version after talking with a constituent.
May not affect everyone in the state, but for the people who find themselves trapped in these kinds of marriages, it makes all the world of difference.
Senate Bills 767 and 1342 receives first-round Missouri Senate approval. Thursday morning, Missouri senators voted to send the measure to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
Senate Bill 898 be taken.
On Monday afternoon, Senator Rusty Black of Chillicothe presented Senate Bill 898 on the floor of the Missouri Senate. This legislation would modify provisions relating to public employee retirement systems.
And would delegate that authority to the board. None of the other retirement systems have such prescriptive language in their statute.
In addition,
Senate Bill 964 before the body.
Senator Greg Razor of Kansas City presented Senate Bill 964, which would enact provisions relating to state designations.
What we had the last time, we have added all the amendments that were voted on successfully on the floor, are now in this substitute, including new language.
Missouri senators give both of these bills first-round approval. Thursday morning, the Missouri Senate voted to send both of these proposals to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
Senate Bill 763.
In recent years, criminal record expungement has become a recurring theme in the legislature. Senator Brian Williams of University City sponsors Senate Bill 763. He tells the Missouri Senate Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee his measure would create provisions relating to expungement.
I'd be willing to bet that there's people in this room that's made a mistake before as well. I'm sure we can all agree that mistakes shouldn't follow them for the rest of their lives or ruin their lives forever.
The same day,
thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I won't.
The panel also heard Senate Bill 1161, which is sponsored by Senator Curtis Trent of Battlefield.
As was pointed out, reduces recidivism, really gives people an opportunity to reintegrate fully into society with jobs and housing opportunities that might otherwise be unavailable.
Neither Senate Bill 763 nor Senate Bill 1161 has yet been voted to pass by the committee.
Mr. President, with no further business coming before
session, will resume on Monday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.